You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 12, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. French President Emmanuel Macron has acknowledged France's direct role in a repressive war during Cameroon's struggle for independence. This marks the first official use of the term war by France regarding its actions in Cameroon. The acknowledgement was detailed in a document released on Tuesday, based on a letter Macron sent to Cameroonian President Paul Biya on July 30. It takes responsibility for acts of violence against insurgent movements in Cameroon before and after independence in 1960. This admission is part of Macron's broader effort to confront France's colonial past. The repressive war refers to the military campaign waged by France in the late 1950s and early 1960s to suppress the independence movement, particularly the Union of the Peoples of Cameroon, UPC. This period is often referred to as France's Dirty War in Cameroon, involving widespread violence, massacres, and the targeting of political dissidents. It resulted in tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of deaths. The conflict was marked by its scale and intensity, with explicit military force used to prevent true independence. The war continued even after Cameroon gained independence, aiming to eradicate dissenting political ideas. This conflict is often described as the least known contemporary French war. Many Cameroonians recount France's dirty war against their independence movement. Macron's statement is based on a report compiled by historians presented to both France and Cameroon in January. The report concluded that French troops were responsible for a significant number of deaths in Cameroon. It indicates that French troops probably killed tens of thousands of Cameroonians between 1945 and 1971. The historical commission report that formed the basis for Macron's admission is part of a broader initiative by the French government to confront its colonial past. A French-Cameroonian commission was established to examine archival documents and testimonies to provide an objective account of past events. Macron acknowledged the killings of independence leaders and specific massacres carried out by French forces. He admitted to France's role in the murder of Ruben Umniobe in 1958, a prominent UPC leader. The Ekité massacre on December 31, 1956, which resulted in numerous deaths, was also acknowledged. The UPC, founded in 1948, aimed for the reunification of British and French Cameroons and immediate independence. The UPC gained popular support, but was outlawed by the French administration, leading to armed struggle. Its leaders, including Ruben Umniobe and Félix Mounier, were systematically targeted and killed. This effectively decapitated the movement and facilitated a more compliant post-independence government. The French government engaged in a dirty war against the UPC, aiming to prevent independence and eradicate divergent political ideas. The Ekité massacre is one of many violent episodes during this repressive war. Specific details about the Ekité massacre are limited, but it involved the killing of civilians suspected of supporting the nationalist cause. These massacres contributed to the high death toll and brutality of the conflict. The dirty war involved widespread violence, leading to tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of deaths. Forced displacement and internment camps were significant aspects of the counterinsurgency strategy. Historical accounts indicate that many Cameroonians were forcibly relocated from their homes to isolate them from independence fighters. These camps had harsh conditions, leading to significant loss of life and immense suffering. The impact on Cameroonian society was profound, disrupting traditional livelihoods and causing long-lasting trauma. The dirty war involved efforts to eradicate dissenting political ideas, necessitating population control measures. After independence in 1960, French involvement in governance continued, influencing the country's political trajectory. This involvement contributed to the establishment of an authoritarian regime. France maintained economic ties, military agreements, and political support for leaders aligned with its interests. This often undermined democratic development and fostered corruption. The dirty war continued post-independence to eradicate divergent political ideas, indicating ongoing French influence. French actions aimed to prevent true independence, suggesting a desire to maintain control even after formal independence. Copyright, African Elements.